Show.
The Mel Gedroych Podcast.
Hey, it's Mel G, and this week on my little podcast, we're going to be talking about mouth ulcers. Mouth ulcers. And mouth ulcers. If you like that, then do have a listen to us every Saturday lunchtime from 1 on Magic. There will be more excellent chat and some fantastic songs thrown in for good measure. Ross, followed up by Michael.
Wow.
Does it get better than that, Bush, I ask myself and I ask of you?
I worry that we've peaked a little bit too soon, Mel.
Let's close the show down.
Should
goodbye.
We knock on the air? See you later.
We're on till three. Hello, it's us. It's Mel G here with the mighty Bush. Now, Bush, I have to lay something on the line with your good self.
Okay.
I'm suffering from mouth ulcers, my love.
Oh, do you know what mouth ulcers
are? Not mouse ulcers.
Mouse ulcers.
Although we do have a mouse, and maybe it does have ulcers as well.
I don't know what its well-being is like, but that obviously we hope it's in good health and everything like
yeah,
that. But
yeah.
Mouth ulcers are terrible.
Oh, do you suffer as well?
I've had some this week as well.
Oh, mate, because you're not getting very much kip with the little one.
No, I've been up late at night with that kind of thing. I'm feeling it in your voice almost, that you can hear that you've got a mouth. Where exactly is your mouth
There's
ulcer?
There's an absolute hung dinger. top right cheek.
Oh.
Top right cheek, mate.
And how big is it? My mum always used to go on about having big mouth ulcers when she was a kid. She said the size of a 10 pence piece.
I'm saying mine's 50.
50 pence piece?
Yeah, and also hexagonal.
Wow, hexagonal as well.
Is the 50 pence piece hexagonal? Somebody's bound to know.
It's
five. Is it quintagonal? No.
Producer James is counting the sides with his fingers right now.
Come on, James, do it, man. He knows. He knows everything. What do you do when you have a mouth ulcer, Bush?
I generally try whiskey in the evening.
Yeah, okay.
I've had a couple of scotches, hasn't quite worked. I've also bought some, is it Cordisil?
Yes, quite good. Yeah, quite good.
But I'm thinking now, because I've had them during the course of the week, and they just, you have my sympathy, because they make you feel overall quite terrible.
Yeah.
Like you've got some kind of medieval affliction.
Yeah, it's weird. Your head feels really big.
Yeah, and I always feel like you talk like John Merrick.
Yeah.
In The Elephant Man with... You know, and
I've sanded down.
What have you got there?
I've sanded down my braces. I went a bit Ranulph Fiennes. You know how he went into his shed and basically Black and Deckered off his fingertips?
Did he? I didn't know that.
I didn't go that far, but I got some sandpaper and I've tried to shave down the edges of the brace because I don't think that's helping.
I honestly wasn't expecting that because I saw you pulling something out of your pockets.
Yeah.
Wasn't expecting it to be sandpaper.
Sandpaper, mate. It's quite thick.
What?
It's not the very fine stuff. It's the yellow... Quite rough stuff that you would probably use on a windowsill.
I'm sure it's got a particular gauge if you were to ask for it in a DIY 11.2, shop.
11.2
or whatever.
Like that.
What a nightmare then. So you've got to the stage now in life where you're having to sand down your own braces to get rid of your ulcer.
It's Ranulph Fiennes, mate.
It is. It really is.
It's sheer Fiennes.
Well, we need some cures. We need a cure.
Yeah, will you have a little think?
I'll have a little. I might have one potential cure for this, actually.
That's a good cure for mouth ulcers, if ever I heard one.
Whoa.
A little bit of Kenny Loggins applied liberally on the ulcer.
Loggins ulcer gel. That'd be good, wouldn't it? Imagine in a little tin. Loggins ulcer gel, removing ulcers and other things.
So you said whiskey's a good cure. What else?
My other cures that I'm going to try this week myself for my own ulcers.
I'm so sorry. I've pulled the rug again, yet again, talking about my own ulcers. You're also suffering from them.
No, you just have my sympathy. We are in this together.
I know,
we've got
how
each
many
other's
have
backs.
You got? How many have
I've
you got?
Got two. I have them on my gums.
Oh, matey.
So I think I had a horrible open mouthy sleep. You know, like a Greek tragedy.
Yeah.
Sometimes I sleep like a Greek tragedy, mouth open, and I think it's dry mouth.
Do you know what? I heard this in the week. If you eat just before you sleep,
right,
then you're more likely to have a very bad, open-mouthed, phlegmy sleep.
Have you been speaking to my partner, Katie? Because that's how I sleep, open-mouthed and phlegmy.
Oh, matey.
So I need to sort it out because it's giving me ulcers.
Yeah.
So the cures I was going to try are...
Yeah, go on.
Salt water.
Yeah, good.
Apparently, it's supposed to work.
But really, really salty, though. You can't be wimpy about this.
No, like as if you've accidentally fallen off a boat in Greece.
Yeah.
That's like salty water.
Or in the Dead Sea.
In the Dead Sea or something. And then the other one is TCP.
Oh,
now that's pretty brutal.
That's harsh,
isn't it? If you have TCP, you swirl TCP in and you mix with the general public, they'll think you've got some form of a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't turn up to a meeting smelling the TCP.
Usually a foot problem.
Yeah, some kind
isn't
of
it? TCP to me equals foot.
If you someone sat next to you on a bus and they smell a TCP, you're moving next stop, aren't
Isn't
you?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
God, I don't think it's the sort of thing one always has in the old cupboard. I don't think we've got any TCP actually.
We need to get some. It should be like a standard in there.
Yeah.
If you ever have a nose in anyone else's medicine cabinet when you're around their house, which is what I've always done at parties and stuff like that as well.
I bet you have.
Had a little look.
At raves.
At a rave. Have a look in the medicine cabinet. At your party, Mel, we used the downstairs loo. There was no medicine cabinet. I just want to allay your fears.
I know, there was nothing.
There was nothing in there.
Was there a loo roll? I hope there was.
There was all the stuff that you needed was in there, but no medicine cabinet.
Sorry, gang.
TCP needs to be in there. Give it a shot.
Right, Bush, you've given me two very, very good leads. For that, I thank you. It's Mel G on Magic. Great music coming up after this. Hello, my darlings. This is Mel G on Magic. It's Saturday afternoon. Probably the best afternoon of the week.
I can't think of a better afternoon.
It do you know, it's a sort of taste of marmalade slice.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that very, very cosy?
No. Sky's the limit with Saturday afternoon. Sunday afternoon, obviously fear of work the next day.
Bleaksville headache.
What is that? That's like rich tea biscuit.
Yeah.
Really like grim.
Yeah.
That's what Sunday afternoon is.
Or repeating gravy.
Yeah.
You've had too much gravy. Oh. It's repeating. You've got a light headache over the eyes.
Yeah.
And you're really stressed about Monday morning.
And then from nowhere, your mum comes in and does the ironing in the lounge with the big light on while Songs of Praise is on in the background.
Oh.
That's Sunday in a nutshell.
Oh. Edam cheese.
Oh, Edam cheese.
A whole Edam cheese.
Really miserable cheese.
Now, listen up. It's time now for the Ledger of Ledge. You know that because the music has told you so.
Yes.
It's where we kind of shine the spotlight on something that doesn't normally get the kind of full frontal theatrical, you know, curtain call that it deserves.
Put its name up in lights. A bit like Hollywood.
Ruddy-zackly.
Damn right.
So, for today, we're going to go with the mouth ulcer theme that we've got going. I'm going to put a stick of celery into the Ledger of Ledge today because if you cut a piece of celery and place it on the affected ulcerated bit in your mouth and kind of fold your lip over it so it stays, makes you look a bit silly, you've got a little bump and everything.
Right.
It's nature's anaesthetic.
Get out of town. I've never heard of this before in my life.
Celery, man.
1600s, you'd have been ducked in the local river for that, Mel.
I know,
but now it's like a cure.
I mean, celery is not my most favourite of vegetables.
I would normally never, generally ever have it.
Do you know what I mean? Even if you dip it into hummus or something, it's always bleak, isn't it?
It kind of ruins the meal that it's associated with.
Yeah.
However, little did I realise it's got a cure.
Yeah, although apparently it takes more calories to digest celery than celery actually has.
Well, it's good to finally know that celery's got a use then. If in terms of eating and dieting, it doesn't really do much.
Yeah.
Stick it on your ulcer.
No, but if you were to just eat celery, you would lose weight.
Oh, really?
Because it takes more to digest. Oh, but I'll explain in a minute.
But I don't...
Oh, listen, you draw the stick of celery, please.
Yeah, that's more my level.
And we'll get back to this. Here you go, my love. I bet Stevie Nicks never had mouth ulcers.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe she did.
Actually, the Fleetwood Mac diet on tour would have been fairly poor, wouldn't
it? Yeah, I think so.
A lot of pulses.
Yes.
And booze.
Pulses and booze, and they would have had to administer celery on literally an hourly basis.
And crystals.
Yes, celery and crystals. Crystals in a kind of healing type way.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
Exactly. Those kind of crystals.
Not in a Bryan Cranston.
Not
type
in a
way.
Kind of Bryan Cranston way.
Oh, now Bush, listen. I've just opened the Ledger of Ledge. We decided to put in a stick of celery today for mouth ulcer cure. You've drawn, I think, probably the best Ledger of Ledge entry you've ever drawn, mate.
Really? I've never drawn celery before in my entire life.
Absolutely nailed it. You've got the ridges and everything.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to give it its Latin name because that's what we do.
I'm really looking forward to this bit.
Right, come on. It's going to be Celeriamus Curibus. And that, my friends, is today's Ledger of Ledge, a stick of celery. Cut off a tiny bit on the end, slip it up into your pouch area where the ulcer is residing.
Steady.
And you'll have a comedy little bump because of that. But believe you me, it'll start throbbing in a rather pleasant way.
Yes. Try it. Don't knock it until you try it.
Exactly.
Here's a long old question. This has come out of the pot.
Right, come on, love.
Here we go, Mel. Someone's dropped all the things they were holding. Do you help pick things up or do you bask in the schadenfreude?
Oh, help. Of course.
What's Schadenfreude?
Schadenfreude, isn't that when you enjoy someone else's downfall?
Oh, I thought it was a pickled vegetable.
or a sort of type of wine.
Yeah. Two glasses of Schadenfreude, please. I don't know what it is.
Actually, that would be a great name for a wine.
Wouldn't it?
You've been looking, as I have, all the time.
Sideline.
We know the fickle business that we are in of show.
This could end for me or Mel.
Tomorrow.
Like that.
In fact, it could end after this podcast.
The way it's going, it could do.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what we do, Bush, is we set up a vineyard.
Yeah.
Possibly in Surrey, because they get a lot of sun there.
Yeah.
That's utterly random. I don't know if they do, but sounds like they do.
They do.
We set up a vineyard in Surrey, and we call it Schadenfreude.
A slightly ironic wine.
Ironic. Boom. Postmodern ironic wine.
The world's first ironic wine.
And then we wear sort of Birkenstock sandals
and
mooch around for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, do a TED talk and then see how much funding we can get. We'll crowdfund it.
Boom. Mel G here on Magic. It's Saturday afternoon. We're having a lovely time here. You've got some waffles there, Bushy.
I know. I've been working my way through some waffles. Do you want one? I'm just eating them all myself.
I can't, mate. Not with the ulcer.
Really?
No.
How have you been eating with this ulcer, then? What have you been doing? You've had food through a straw or something?
Just soup, mate.
Oh, my gosh. It really
chicken
is.
Soup through a straw.
It's like a Dickens novel, your life at the moment, isn't it?
It's Lewd's Mrs. Cratchit.
It really is. It's really like, you know, that kind of fine pen drawing that you get in Dickens novels? Your life is like that.
Like your drawings, Bushy.
One of those drawings.
Isn't it?
It is.
Listen up, my darling. I have to ask this. It's almost contractual. how's your week been?
Mel, my week has been coffee-based.
Oh, hello.
I'm drinking too much coffee.
Oh, okay. So,
sleeping much with the baby. She's getting better. She's getting better in the evenings and stuff. But to try and get through the working day, I've been nailing the coffee. And do you know what? I go home the other night and I had just the worst headache. You know when you get one of those... Boom. It makes you realise and feel bad for people who have migraines. I'm lucky enough not to have migraines.
Yeah.
But you imagine that, you know, sometimes people get knocked out by them and have to go and sit in a room with all the curtains drawn and the lights off and stuff like that.
Horrid.
Horrid stuff. So I'm really lucky I don't get them, but I got a little taster of what that might be like. So I thought to myself, that is it. I need to try and find a coffee alternative.
Oh, man.
Now, you're quite good, aren't you, Mel, with your different types of tea and orders and coffee and all that kind of thing.
Yeah. Are you getting sort of jittery? Are your knees aching? Is it getting that bad?
Yes, I feel like I'm kind of almost hearing voices.
Oh, no, mate. Very dry mouth.
Dry mouth, a bit sweaty and scared sometimes as well. No. Signs that I'm definitely having too much coffee.
Eyes like pins.
Eyes like little tiny pins.
Matey, you've got to literally address this.
What can I do, though? Because I know there's a load, you know, normally you think, oh, I'll have a cup of tea, but there's different types of tea in that out there. There's different types of hot drink alternatives. I thought you might be someone to ask about this situation.
I tell you what, I had a really disgusting coffee alternative once. And I can't remember what it's called. What? Chicory.
Chicory?
Chicory.
What is that?
It's sort of ground up brown dust.
Oh, I don't like that.
And it's supposed to have the taste of coffee, but it really, really doesn't.
I bet it looks like when you were a kid and you make a mud pie.
It's horrid.
Yeah, I don't fancy that very
much. It's like dust. It's like fine builder's dust.
Dirty builder's dust.
But brown.
I don't want any of that.
No.
I want something that's going to keep me alive and on the ball and awake and alert.
You see, for me, the old herbal tea never quite cuts the mustard.
That's it. I was going to get into the herbal tea thing. I went down the aisle in the shop the other day.
Fennel, no.
There's just too many different types.
I know.
And they've all got a different
thing.
It's so
annoying.
Have this if you've got a dodgy tummy. Have this if your right eyeball twitches or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, what about just one that just keeps you awake?
I don't like the alternative bags as well. Have you seen those sort of weird...
Yeah, like a little...
They're like underpants.
It does. It looks like a little underpant.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't want it in an underpant.
No, it's horrid.
I want it in an old-fashioned Yorkshire tea-style sack.
Yeah, exactly.
Not an underpant. Not a silky, shiny underpant.
No, you want a perforated, slightly sandpapery sack.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Listen, let's have a little think about this. We'll have some music and we'll come back to this. Right, now, I did the Carol Vorderman detox.
Okay.
About 15 years ago. Because my friend did.
Yeah.
And my friend, her eyeballs looked really clear and she lost about a stone. And I said, like, right, okay, what's going on?
I'm on it.
I want to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
The Vorderman detox, my friend, is no wheat, meat, dairy, alcohol, and caffeine.
Isn't that every single food type you've just ruled out there?
You are basically eating cardboard.
Cardboard.
In a sort of souffle form.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that, Mel.
You have no life, you have no friends, you don't go out, but my gosh, it gets results.
I bet the wind is outrageous.
It's unbruddy.
I bet it's outrageous.
It's unbelievable.
How long did you do it for?
A month, mate.
I couldn't do it.
28 ruddy days.
I literally couldn't do it.
I did that 15 years ago, and I've never really drunk caffeine since.
Oh, right, since then.
So what I'm saying to you, my friend, is you have to do the Vauds.
Right, go absolutely all in.
You have to go absolutely cold, Carol Turkey.
Can you drink booze? Are you allowed beer?
Mate, no alcohol.
Oh, man.
I think you're allowed one small glass of wine every 2 weeks. And there's a treat, which is in inverted commas, a treat which was make your own marzipan, which is basically ground almonds and water.
See what? It sounds like the gulag.
It
really does. I don't fancy it.
It's unbelievable. But you feel, when you've done it, about 10 years younger.
Your Vauds does look pretty damn good, doesn't she?
She looks amazing.
She does look. Does she do this all the time? Is this her standard diet?
So here's the sting in the tail. It says at the end of the book, for the best results, you really should do this once a year. So I thought, great. The next year rolled around. You know, the weight had slightly come on and I was feeling a bit sluggish. I thought, I'll reach for the Vauds. I did it for a day, mate. I just couldn't bear it. I did it for a day. It was a sort of, you have to follow the exact recipes.
Yeah.
And it was something like, you know, quinoa wedge.
No.
With a cardboard sauce. And I just thought, I can't do this.
I'm out.
A lot of kelp as well.
Oh, I don't even want to know what that is.
Kelp supplements.
Is that something that attaches itself to a whale?
Yeah, it's like a seaweed, isn't it?
It is, something like that.
Kelp, I need somebody.
Hey, there's a ditty for you.
There's a dit. So what I'm saying to you is don't go for your herbal teas, don't go for your blooming, you know, ooh, this tastes just like coffee, but it doesn't. You've got to go cold turkey, man.
Right, I'm doing it.
Not with a small baby, though.
That's another point, isn't it?
Wait till she's four and then do it.
I'll do it when she's four.
Lovely. Great music coming up next.
Together.
Na 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 na. Together. Right. Oh, this is excellent. This might be the best question we've ever had.
Ooh.
I know, I'm raising the old bar.
You are, big time.
Right, Bush. If you had to invent a TV series that everyone in the office is watching except you, what would it be called?
Everyone in the office is watching apart from me.
I find myself in this situation the whole time. A friend of mine said to me the other day, oh my God, Ozarks.
You've got to watch Ozarks.
And I was like, what? It's some blooming series on a streaming device that I have no idea of how to access.
People are always recommending stuff these days, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's a bit like, you know, when people are recommending special diets. Atkins, you've got yourself on the Atkins diet or whatever. Yeah. Now it's about box sets and stuff like that as well.
Exactly.
So we've got to make up a TV series.
That everyone else in the office is watching except for you. I think it might be called Strings.
So what happens in Strings?
It's a political drama.
I love that.
Where everyone is basically being played like puppets.
Yeah, and there's like one person pulling everyone else's strings.
Strings.
All right, I'm going to go for a crime series called Pots and Pans. Dave Potts and Barry Pans. Two cops who, they don't play by the rules, but by hell they get results. And they've got a sideline in the iron industry or something like that.
I want to see Pots and Pans.
Pots and Pans would be good, wouldn't it?
Who stars in it?
Who can we cast in it?
Is it Trevor Eve? No.
It's most Trevor Eve, yeah, it's quite Trevor Eve-y. And,
no, I think he's too serious.
Is he too serious?
Is it a Sunday night drama? So it would be sort of with a little bit of a twinkle in its
eye. Yeah, slight look, glance to camera. What's the guy that was in Lovejoy called? What's his name?
Ian McShane.
Ian McShane, he'd be good, wouldn't he?
Would he be Potts or Pans?
I think he might be Potts, Barry Potts.
If he's Barry Potts, then who is the Pans to his Potts?
Nettles.
Nettles.
Perfect.
Nettles.
He's been waiting for that call.
Let's bring him out of retirement.
Let's get him in.
McShane and Nettles as Potts and Pans. I will buy that box set. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We love our podcast. Hope you do too. Hear more fun like that every Saturday lunchtime from 1 on Magic.
The Mel Gedroyd Show. The Mel Gedroyd Podcast.